As honeymoon periods go, this has to be one of the shortest in political history. Less than a month since Liz Truss took over as the UK's new Conservative Prime Minister, her government's controversial tax and borrowing plans mean the Conservative Party conference is literally besieged by critics. And from the PM, an admission.
I do stand by the package we announced, and I stand by the fact that we announced it quickly because we had to act. But I do accept we should have laid the ground better.
The economic strategy of Truss and her Chancellor is intended to dramatically boost growth, with a plan to give tax cuts to the rich, funded by billions of pounds of government borrowing, sent the currency and bond markets into turmoil last week. And members of Truss's own parliamentary party are threatening to vote against it.
People need to feel and need to see when we are making the case for tax cuts, that the people who benefit first are those who are those who have least.
To coincide with the first day of conference, several thousand campaign groups and union members converged on Birmingham city centre.
If you want to preserve your hospital, your care centre for the elderly.
Top of their concerns is the fear that the government will start cutting public sector budgets.
People have got to be ready for an avalanche of cuts in everything that they experience in public life, just going about their business. And we've got to turn that round. That is a direct attack on working class communities.
Liz Truss spoke about there being too much focus on optics in politics, too much on how things look. But that ignores the reality of politics, and that is, to get things done, you need support. Support of your MPs in Parliament, support of the people in the wider country. And at the moment, Liz Truss appears to have neither guaranteed.
After 12 years in power, the Conservative Party's become accustomed to its annual conference being a rather comfortable and controlled affair. This year is shaping up to be very different. Paul Brennan, Al Jazeera, Birmingham.